Previously on Algoa FM.
Right, it's time for us to get into Algoa Cares. Verick Erasmus, a musical director for Pandora's Musical Box, joins us now on Algoa Cares, a director developing young musicians, etc., in the heart of the northern areas, Nelson Mandela Bay. Verick, delighted to have you join us.
Thank you.
Brilliant. 15 years in the making and still giving back in your own significant way. Tell us about Pandora's Musical Box.
Well, Pandora started to be just a hobby to me.
Yes.
I think I've said it before. And now became a lifestyle, not only to me, but to our whole community. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got students coming from Samestrand to Newtneck to Warmer,
yes,
to New Brighton, from all over the city.
So you essentially have various outlets around, across the Nelson Mandela Bay?
No. We have Grysaking.
Yes.
And then we teach at Parkhead Primary.
Okay.
Malabar Primary. And in the Bethelsdorp area.
How did you come up with the name Pandora's Musical Box?
Well, I did it as a school project at Parkhead Primary. And one of the girls, who is now also a teacher, back mm-hmm. then,
yes,
was in about grade 3, wrote the story.
Yes.
About this girl who found this beautiful box and was given guard over the box.
Wow, yeah.
Told never to open the box. And when she opened the box, all the vile things of life came out.
Pandemonium!
And knowing there's one more thing left in the box,
yes,
curiosity got the better of her.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy told me she opened the box again. And then hope came out of the box.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And it just got rid of everything. Well, if you look at the world today, not exactly everything.
Yes.
But hope we find in our music, mm-hmm. in what we do.
It must bring joy to your heart to observe kids grow, you know, and, you know, coming out from under your wing and then excelling beyond Pandora's Musical Box, you know, in the various careers after varsity, etc. How does that make you feel?
Extremely proud. Extremely. Yeah. Some of them are now lecturers.
Mm.
Some of them are nurses. Some of them became policemen. They still play piano. They still come back to the music school,
wow,
and come and help us. Yeah, it is proud moments when you receive an invite. I would like you to come to my wedding. And I would like you to come to the baptism,
wow,
of my first child. Or may I come and present our first child to you. Or mm-hmm. I have received my PhD in this, Mr. Erasmus, and it's because you pushed me. And yes, all these things
mm-hmm.
coincided with the training and the discipline of music that we gave them.
Yes. And of course, you are keeping the minds active, keeping them off the streets. That is what I admire mm. about the work you do within various communities, as a matter of fact. Are you the only trainer, or are there other skilled volunteers working alongside you?
Well, we have quite a few. We have Angus. I know Angus won't mind me mentioning his
name. Of course, yeah.
Angus Nell, a brilliant violinist and violinist.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Nathan Titus, who was also one of my students at some stage,
mm-hmm.
now coming to teach with us.
Sure.
He teaches guitar. We've got Miss Charmaine Fox. She does the brass band.
Mm-hmm.
She also teaches piano with us. We've got Christina Kessling. And we've got quite a few people after I started out alone 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And then we have our own Tatum, Von Buchenrode.
Mm-hmm.
They sort of lift the load for us.
Sure.
Yeah.
If I may ask, how is Pandora's Musical Box funded? You know, because obviously it's you are plowing a lot of hours into the development of mm. your students, and somewhere along the line, something's got to give to keep this operation going.
Well, we mostly depend on music fees, on mm-hmm. tuition fees.
Yes.
Which is very low. I spoke, for instance, to a lady. She said, "Very, what you charge? I charge per 30 minutes.
Wow.
What do you charge per month?"
Mm-hmm.
For a few years, we got funding from a massive company up in Newtneck. They now decided to give the funding every second year. So this was the first year in about 5 years mm-hmm. that we did not receive funding. Miraculously, we survived.
Sure.
The band was born.
Mm-hmm.
And the band grew. There were four or five in the beginning. I think we're 21 now.
Okay.
We've got tuba players. We've got trumpet players, French cornet players. So it's a full band. And they had a nice supper the other evening to celebrate our 15th and their launch.
Yes.
Besides the band, we do small fundraisers like this Christmas concert coming on.
I'd like to touch on that. What's happening? Your kids are getting together to perform a massive show. Where is it happening? What is it all about?
It's happening at the parish of Christ the King in Sable Street in Galvindale.
Okay. When?
On the 14th of December, starting at 2:30 the afternoon, we will have, I don't want to anger people, but we will have one of the best choirs in the city performing. We will have some of our own organists performing.
Yes.
Pandora's organist.
Mm-hmm.
The band will perform. The clarinet group will perform. And yeah, the children are preparing well.
Yeah, and all proceeds will be plowed back into the development of your students and, of course, your facility, etc. Where do we buy tickets, or is it a free show? I doubt it. I hope not.
It will not be a free show. You are hoping correctly.
Yeah.
People can get me at info@pandora-mb.co.za, or they can get hold of us at the office at 041-457-1696. That number, by the way, is also on WhatsApp.
All right. And parents can also enroll their prospective students with you via the same medium as well.
Yes.
Of course. We have all your details on our website on the Algoa Cares page as we're speaking. So we wish you all of the best with the 14th of December. It's going to be a Christmas carol show, type of thing.
A Christmas carol show, yes.
Fantastic. Verrick Erasmus, Pandora's Musical Box Director, owner, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.